Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
I think it's safe to say it's that time of year again. Yes, we're approaching Christmas, and that means Christmas markets. Who doesn't love a Christmas market? And if it's something that you're into, you'll be glad to know that you won't have to drive across the country to find one. And even better, you probably won't even have to search the internet, as our very own Charlotte Ryan has done all the work for us. Isn't that right, Charlotte?
Tis indeed.
Tis indeedy. And I love that you've done all the heavy lifting for us and you've dug out what Christmas markets are on offer around the country. Is there a lot?
There's so many. This is a tiny portion of what's on offer. So this
wow.
is what we're going to do is go walk through the provinces.
Okay.
But there's literally, if you Google Christmas markets, insert county here, you will find a handful. So you have your choices laid out in front of you.
Okay, let's do it. Where are we going first? Leinster.
So in Leinster, the big one kicking off in the next couple of weeks will be the Dublin Castle Christmas Market. This is now in its fifth year. And while gates haven't been officially announced yet, they should be expected in the next week or two. Tickets are free, but you need to book them. So
okay.
they will book out, and they have the last couple of years. I've been here. It's right in the city centre. It's in the beautiful confines
yeah.
of the courtyard in the castle. So as in, if you're kind of comparing them to European Christmas markets, I think this is one of the closest we can get to it. We don't have the scale, but this is pretty impressive. So yeah, you can expect vintage carousels, rides, music.
And it's free.
Free. Completely free.
In a gorgeous location. Stunning. I love it. That's one I will be checking out.
Yep.
Is there one in Wicklow? Did you?
There is. Yeah. Yeah, so this is the Wicklow Christmas Market. It runs from November 18th until December 17th, so you have plenty of time. Hasn't even kicked off yet. The main draw for me here is that they might not have reindeer, but they have alpaca. They have an alpaca experience. They also have 40 stalls, puppet shows. They have loads. This is ideal for kids, families, because they have the Sanga Express train, which you can book. They have an eco alpine skate trail, which is a 300 metre skate rink. And so it's €12 for kids and €14 for adults.
Not bad.
Very
not
good.
Bad. Okay, let's go to Munster.
Yeah, so this one's lovely. This is in Ballymaloe in Cork. This is the Ballymaloe Craft Fair. So again, if you're someone who's looking for really interesting one-of-a-kind craft stocking fillers or presents, which I know a lot of people are, that's a big priority now, this is the market for you. It's not strictly Christmas, but there will be Christmas stalls there.
Okay.
It's in Ballymaloe House in Ballycotton. It runs from the 17th to the 19th of November and then the 24th to the 26th of November. So the great thing about this is massive. So this is two individual weekends. There'll be 180 stalls each weekend, and each weekend they're different. So you can have the chance to go up and meet like literally hundreds of producers, artisans, everything. So it's an
gorgeous.
Amazing option for unusual presents.
I love that. Okay. Talk to me about Winterval. Now, I know all about this festival because we actually gave tickets away to it on the show last week. But this seems like a big one.
This seems like a mini festival.
Yeah,
I haven't been here, but this would be the one that I would go to. It's very impressive. It runs from the 17th of November to December 23rd. Kicks off with a fabulous Christmas parade right through the old city centre. It's a 1K route, and it ends up in John Roberts Square, where Santa will make his appearance, and he'll switch on the lights, and then that kicks off Christmas in Waterford. They have an ice ring, vintage stalls, vintage rides, a Ferris wheel. They have a Sanka's VR sleigh ride. So they're
cool.
They're both old and, you know, vintage and very, very new. So
there's
yes.
something for everyone there.
Amazing.
So that is Winterval and Waterford. Okay, let's go to Connacht. What's going on there?
So the Galway Christmas Market is actually one that I've been to.
And is that quite a famous one?
Yeah, it's been going for a while. Yeah, it's right in Eyre Square. So it's lovely and central, ideal for a day trip. So if you wanted to hop the train and you're dropped off right beside Eyre Square, you walk in, you get your hot chocolate, your mince pies, have a little wander around, and then you head back home. So it couldn't be easier. In my mind, it's great for couples because they have a beautiful Ferris wheel. It's all very cute, music. So it's ideal. It's slightly smaller, but then a smaller version will kick off after Christmas from the 26th of December until January 7th if you miss it before Christmas. So it kind of extends into the new year.
Lovely, lovely. And what's happening in Sligo?
So this is one of the examples of a smaller one that's still like great bang for your buck. It's the Sligo Christmas Market. Again, another ideal day trip or a staycation trip option. Runs from December 1st until 24th. And the thing about this one is it runs every day. So it's one of the few ones that every single day you can go there and you can celebrate Christmas every day of December if you want. Previous years has been Santa's Cabins. And what I would do is, entrance is free, tickets are free. I would go there and I have a little wander around Yates County as well and just soak up the beautiful atmosphere and the landscape there.
And it's free.
And it's free.
And it's free. Okay, last but definitely not least, what is happening to our friends up north?
So in Ulster, we have the Belfast Christmas Continental Market, another beautiful one right in the grounds of the City Hall. So anyone who's been to Belfast, City Hall, this beautiful, massive building with, you know, grounds in front of it, and this fills the grounds. So okay, this runs from November 18th until December 22nd. Big event planned for the opening. So even if you were to go for that day, I feel like that would set you up for Yuletide cheer for the rest of the holiday season. Mm-hmm. Beautiful food you can expect in previous years, but there's been a hog roast, there's been European inspired Christmas drinks and Italian chocolates, and just I feel like this would be a good one for foodies. Loads of nibblies.
It's a nice idea, isn't it, to hop on the train and just go to these places for the day. Gorgeous little day trip. Okay, and there's one more you have here in Tyrone.
Yeah, so this is again another smaller one, but just an idea of what's out there if you do a little looking. This is the Vintage and Handmade Christmas Fair in Oma, and big focus on one-of-a-kind gifts, sustainability, which is such an important factor for so many people shopping now, especially with the cost of living crisis mm-hmm. ongoing. People want to get more bang for their buck and have more thoughtful presents. So I would recommend this. It's a one-day event. It's November 26th in the Silver Birch Hotel. And I feel like this would be a great opportunity to go and meet the actual craft people. So you can go and have a chat and get to know them.
Gorgeous. Well, listen, Charlotte, thanks for doing all the hard work for us. Yeah. That was delightful. And for anyone who's looking for further information on tickets and where you can go and all that kind of stuff, just go to the lifestyle section on rte.ie.
Jem Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.